Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Ah, Jace, it's Barbara Ferrer's on my TV. No, no, go away.
You might have to wear a mask next
No. Is that
maybe
the news?
Next week. Possibly.
She must be. It's 5:05 and she's on the news. This must be a big story. What is this?
You may have to
wear
a mask.
She said that last month, too.
No.
It's silly. She wants to bring back the indoor mask mandate.
I'm going to barricade myself here in the studio.
We're continuing to monitor the number of cases and hospitalizations.
Oh, my God. It's so frightening. It is so scary.
You think if we can end Newsom's state of emergency, it kind of ends her powers, too?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, be nice. Why can't we vote on that?
Yeah, why can't we vote on that? How come we don't have a referendum for that?
To end the state of emergency.
And no governor ever gets that state of emergency power ever again.
We learned yesterday that there is more than 717,000 signatures to possibly put on the ballot the recall of the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. They need about 567,000-568,000 to be verified. It looks like a pretty good cushion. We're not going to find this out, though, till probably the beginning of August. However, we look to San Francisco because they removed their DA, Chesa Boudin. News comes this afternoon that the mayor has replaced him, and it looks like it's good news because I was concerned about this. His replacement is a person by the name of Brooke Jenkins, a former prosecutor and a big-time critic of Boudin, and a person very much in favor of the recall.
Well,
so it sounds like she did decide to go back in the direction of law and order.
Oh,
criminal justice system.
She found religion some months ago. I don't know what it is that sent the mayor over the edge.
This guy actually left Boudin's office in October of 2021, and he claimed that there was, they were prioritizing ideology over day-to-day operations.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Which is what's happening here, right?
Yeah. No, it's like a weird church moved in, and they had all these bizarre, sick ideas. And immediately forced everybody to obey. And Boudin says he's going to run again next election cycle.
He did say that, yes.
Yeah, but he's going to get his ass kicked. Nobody wants to go back to his way of life like Gascon. If they don't send the petitions into the shredder at the registrar's office, that goes on the ballot. He's gone too for good.
Brooke Jenkins is a woman, and she does describe herself as a progressive, but clearly even this was too much for her. She volunteered with the recall effort. So it's not like you're going to see a real swing from the DA's office in San Francisco, but you're not going to see this kind of lunacy that we're seeing.
Now, London Breed, some months ago, like early in the year, when she gave that speech that she actually was cursing in the speech. She dropped
the
S
enough
word.
Of this S, yeah.
Enough of this S. And
was like the smash and grabs, wasn't it?
Smash and grabs. And I think she just realized what was happening. I don't know how they didn't notice this for years. I don't know. I've never seen an interview where she explained what was the moment she switched sides. What was the moment it became too much? Because during the lockdown, remember, she was doing the French Laundry too, and she went to some like karaoke bar or something.
She was the night after. She was there the night after.
After Newsom, and she was recorded at I think a karaoke bar or some club where she was dancing, and she wasn't wearing a mask. After she was part of the mask mandate, and then all of a sudden she gave a speech which said enough here, like the crime, the homelessness, the garbage, the drugs, everything, no more, and came out against Boudin.
Yeah,
and she also was against Gascon. She acted a victory dance when Gascon left town.
Oh yeah, she did. That's right.
So I figured she was going to nominate somebody reasonable.
Yes. Now the other story making headlines this afternoon is that the LA County Board of Supervisors, well, not all of them, want to put before the voters in November the power for them to remove the sheriff. Are you surprised by this? Obviously, this has been going on for some time. Sheriff Alex Villanueva against the LA County Board of Supervisors. In particular, we're talking about Holly Mitchell and Hilda Solis.
Oh, they're bad people.
They need a third vote to get this on the ballot.
They're bad people.
And that's Janice Hahn.
Oh, she's doing it? Janice Hahn, really?
Yeah, she announced she's going to support this motion.
What a travesty. He cleans up the homeless encampments. Nobody else does. They encourage all the vagrants to keep coming from all 50 states. He cleans that up. He sends in the sheriff's deputies to try to protect the poor people who take the trains and buses. He does that.
Yep. Instead, they want to close all the county jails.
They cover up the video of the people getting shot, stabbed, raped, being set on fire. They Solis and Hahn and Holly Mitchell, they cover and hide those videos that show the public being brutalized by the crazy people.
This will be a definite no vote on our early voter guide for November because it looks like they're going to be able to get this on the ballot. It's a charter amendment. And as you know, Villanueva is separately elected. They're elected. He's elected. They do control his budget, which has become a source of contention. But they cannot remove him. And they've been, remember, they were looking for a way to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for, it's all they spent their time doing the last 2 years is figuring out ways to get rid of him because they don't like him. Because he's doing the work that the people want to be done, as you mentioned, on homelessness and crime. But they've been very angry over this. Not surprisingly, Supervisor Catherine Barker said, how come we're doing this for the sheriff and not all 8 county elected officials?
Yeah, let's do it for the supervisors. Let's recall them
because they can be removed by the sheriff. Or?
Yeah, no, they should be removed by me. I want to be in charge of removing the supervisors.
Well, there probably
somebody passed that referendum.
I think you can recall the supervisors if you want to start doing that. You could recall.
No, I want to personally do it.
I
just get up and I make a declaration and they're gone.
How this would work is if 4 of 5 agree that the sheriff's unfit for office, he could be removed. And, of course, the language is, well, if it's criminal, major ethical violations, but, they can contort this any way they want.
Oh, sure. They'll just make up fake charges.
To remove
that crowd, of course they will.
To remove the sheriff from office. So they're going to devote next Tuesday on whether or not the lawyers will draft the ordinance, which calls for a special election in November.
Now, Sheriff Villanueva has my undying total support. He got the homeless encampment that sat there for 4 years out of my neighborhood. So he wins. Everybody else is just a loser, loser, a blight.
And by the way, one supervisor said, if you don't like the sheriff, you can go with a recall because he's an elected official. You can recall him from office. We should not allow the supervisors.
Yeah,
to do
right.
This.
If there's a recall mechanism. Why do we need the supervisors butting
in? And there's a recall mechanism going on now. There's an election. He's in a runoff in November.
They're elected separately.
I know. This is just their narcissistic obsession. with this.
I don't understand why people vote for this crowd. I don't. Before I die, somebody's got to explain this to me. Maybe God will explain this to me. This doesn't make any sense. Right. They make life terrible.
When we come back, the father of the shooter in Highland Park, Illinois, the mass shooter that killed 7 and wounded over 30, has decided to do some interviews. And then we're going to talk about things that were said by the cartoonist Scott Adams. You may be familiar with the Dilbert cartoons. He says we have a dangerous young man problem. And then you're going to hear exactly what he thinks can only be done with the young men that fit into this category. Coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, so Robert Cremo Jr., who's the father of the man who killed those 7 people and wounded 30 more in Highland Park on July 4th at the parade, decided to speak to the New York Post and ABC News. Why he chose those outlets, not really sure. But he told the Post that the night before the shooting, he was with his son, the killer, and they talked about a mass shooting in Denmark. A 22-year-old Danish man killed 3 people at a mall outside Copenhagen on Sunday. And my son said, yeah, that guy's an idiot. And then he also said, people like that who amp up these mass shootings so that people want to ban all the guns. I talked to him 13 hours before Monday's shooting. That's why I guess I'm in shock. Like, did he have a psychiatric break or something? And again, the question begs itself. Did you see what he's posting online, sir?
No,
it was... any idea the images? And you pointed out, he actually put the image of a shooter on the side of his mother's house.
It's in the New York Post. You should see it. It's a full-color mural. It's like life-size mural of a guy with a yellow smiley face. It's kind of haunting. Well, it is haunting. It's a scary-looking face. And he's wearing black and green fatigues, and he's holding a rifle. And he painted it on the house. Now, I don't know. Is it still there? No. Or did mom think that was a cool painting? It is frightening.
Well, yeah, they wanted to encourage his artistic endeavors. He was also, of course, a rapper.
I mean, yeah.
His father said, I only saw his music-related stuff. Sure. I didn't see the dark stuff.
Right, right. The most violent form of music that has ever been created. And he had violent lyrics.
I think you'd be surprised. A lot of people spend time talking about helicopter parents and how they're very involved in their kids' lives, and sometimes they're annoying. And there is still the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
There are still some parents that pay no attention. Well, there was a teacher at a school who said that these kids would be left there. Nobody came to pick them up. Like, the parents didn't want to be bothered with them.
I think it's hard because what happens with a news story like this, the people who are good parents or think they know what good parents are supposed to be, or maybe they're virtue signaling, say, what kind of parents, blah, blah, blah. Well, do you realize that most of the bad people that go running around had bad parents? They're either abusive, neglectful.
Oh, absolutely. Right. There's passed on down.
There's lots of bad parents, and we're at the mercy of the bad parents. What's changed now is that replacing the parents is the internet and chat rooms and video games and rap music videos, all the violent inputs. And then you can go and get approval online from your crazy friends, and you can get likes for your violent lyrics and your violent music. And you could put together your own amateur videos showing all your darkness. And people say, that's cool. Well, that's really cool, man. Wow, that's deep. So you have a whole subculture that you can live in and fantasize about. And you want to please your audience. And those guys get online and they try to outdo each other. They're all very schooled in the history of mass killers. They know how many people this group killed and what kind of weapons they used and what kind of ammunition and what was their strategy to get in the school, get in the building. They love this stuff. It's a whole subgenre of life. And it didn't exist before because where are you going to go? Where would you go? Like if it was 1975 and you had these dark fantasies, you wouldn't be able to find another guy with the same dark fantasies. It would be impossible. And where would you get the inputs? Right? There were no videos for you to watch. There were no video games to play. There was no dark little dark rooms to find your other friends to chat in.
Yeah, I also believe the way the U.S. economy is involved, there's just a lot of people now that are cast outs. They're not going to keep up with getting jobs in the tech industry, a lot of the jobs they used to do. This is why we had such opioid addiction problems. And then there's these young guys that feel completely lost.
Right.
There's nothing.
Well, we've been
dead. So they start combing the internet and social media, and they cling on to something to make them feel.
And
he said that. He said he thought it was his destiny to carry out a mass shooting. He said that. My destiny.
Well, so much
I got to do this.
So much of the culture denigrates young white guys. And they feel like losers. They're generally not good looking. They're not physically well built. They don't get good grades. They're not paid attention to, let alone loved. I mean, they're not even acknowledged at home. I mean, this will make you crazy. This will make you violent and insane.
So there's two things that are worth noting here from Robert Cremo Jr., the father. Number one, about that time the police came to the house and confiscated a sword, a dagger, and 15 knives because somebody called 911 and said that Robert Cremo III was going to kill them all. Well, it turned out we understand to be a sister. Cremo Jr., the father, said he wasn't there at the time. The mother handled it. But Cremo Jr. told the Post, oh, he's just collecting knives like, you know, you collect coins and baseball cards. That's all.
Some people are incapable of processing reality, and Cremo's dad is one of those. And they just downplay everything. I mean, these people would downplay the Holocaust. Some do. They just, it doesn't register with them the seriousness. I guess in his mind, he could not possibly be the father of someone who would do this. Like it's not conceivable in his ego to accept this.
He went on to sponsor his son, as you probably know by now, to be able to buy weapons. He thought he was just going to take him to the shooting range. The father apparently is a proud gun owner too. The other thing I found weird, and I didn't know this, after this happened, reporters obviously were looking up the addresses for the shooter, and they went to there's his mother's home and then his father's home, and he was living out back in some other unit at his father's place. Do you know when the reporters first started badgering the father, Cremo Jr.? He denied being the father. He told them, I'm just a caretaker for the house.
I think the father has some serious mental issues.
He ran for mayor.
And well, there you go. And the mother has serious mental issues. And I think this kid got dealt some really bad genetics to begin with.
And yeah, we heard a lot about the mother the first couple of days.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And she's had some really bizarre public meltdowns.
I don't care what anybody says about people expressing themselves or being tolerant. You see those kind of tattoos, that is huge trouble. You see that weird hair, and I mean, there's a whole bunch of pictures online about his weird hairstyles and the weird colors and weird glasses. That's somebody who's got major issues, and he's pleading for attention. He wants people to look at him. He wants to get a reaction. He wants to scare them and frighten them.
Don't forget about Sophie, the teenage sex doll.
Well, that too. He's driving around with a sex doll, and then he hanged the sex doll in his.
No, she hung herself. Be fair. He was sad about her suicide.
Right. Oh yeah, like Jeffrey Epstein hung himself. Yes, the same thing.
Apparently, these parents fought all the time. The cops were called to the home. They separated. I don't even know if they're still married or what happened, but they don't live together. And apparently, it was an ugly house. Well,
this is going to lead us to the Dilbert guy, because if the child's brain experiences extreme stress, people yelling, violence in the first 5 years of their life, that causes brain damage. That causes tremendous emotional damage that can't be fixed. You can't scream at a kid or scream near a kid for 5 years, every day, all day, without the child's brain being severely damaged. It's an absolute fact. Nobody comes out of that unscathed. Most children come out in very bad emotional shape, if that's what was going on in the house.
Yeah, we will talk about the cartoonist who does the Dilbert cartoons, Scott Adams. He does live in California. And he said the country does have a dangerous young man problem. And he proposed in a long series of tweets, really just two solutions to it. We'll tell you about it when we come up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Tomorrow is Moistline Friday. This hour, we're bringing them back after a couple of weeks. You can leave a message. There's still some time by using the iHeartRadio app, a little microphone that you use, or you can use the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-MOIST-86. 664-7886. Well, coming off all of these mass shootings, we do see there's always, it seems, one thing in common. They're done by young males, somewhere between the ages of 16 and 20-something years old. Over and over again, we saw it in Uvalde, we saw it in Buffalo, we saw it in Michigan with the kid that shot his classmates, and of course we saw it in Highland Park, committed by a 21-year-old. So there's a cartoonist by the name of Scott Adams, the Dilbert cartoons is where you may know him from. He does live in California, and he does put out opinions on a lot of issues. So he put out a series of tweets, and here's some of what he wrote. The Highland shooting and every fentanyl overdose death among the young are teaching us the same lesson, and we refuse to learn it. It's difficult, but I'm qualified to give you this lesson, unfortunately. And we'll tell you what that means later. This won't be easy to read. When a young male, let's say 14 to 19, is a danger to himself and others, society gives a supporting family two options. Number one, watch people die. Number two, kill your own son. Those are your only options. I choose number one and watch my stepson die. I was relieved he took no one else with him. And we'll give you a little background on the story there. But apparently he had a stepson that ended up in horrific drug addiction problems. And it ended horribly with his death.
Yeah, his stepson's personality changed. He was in a serious bike accident when he was 14. He was wearing a helmet, but some kind of brain injury. He lost his fear and his impulse control. He became addicted to drugs. Nothing else mattered. And he couldn't. Because of California laws, he could not commit his son to a place where he couldn't get the drugs. So I got to watch my dead, blue, bloated son taken out on a stretcher in front of his mother and biological father.
He thinks the injury caused him to lose his fear and his impulse control. Then he became addicted to drugs, and he says nothing else mattered till eventually he died.
Yeah. And if I were to invent a solution to the dangerous young man problem, I think it would involve putting them all in one place so they could only hurt each other, not necessarily in jail, just away from society. Once they're separated from society and drugs, maybe help is possible. And
he was sort of picking on people that believe that there's some magic cure. He thinks it's delusional. Even things like tough love and government assistance, those aren't fixes. Services and ways to deal with such a teen don't exist. If one more person hallucinates to me about some program where teens are kidnapped and fixed and returned to their happy parents, I might explode. No such thing exists. You have two options, only two. No help is coming, only death and suffering.
He's right.
Wow.
No,
he does believe it's a dead end, yeah.
He's absolutely right. Like I said before, if your kid suffers from a terrible childhood filled with fighting and emotional upsetment and noise and violence or neglect, whether they get beaten or they watch mom get beaten, if there's constant fighting, if they're constantly abused themselves mentally, physically, sexually, by 5 years old, he's done. He'll never recover. There is no program. There are a lot of people in government who make a lot of money claiming they have programs. There are a lot of people in the private sector. There's all kinds of scams up and down the coast, right? From Malibu to Orange County, right? There's plenty of programs. They don't work. They don't fix your addictions. They don't fix all the distress because your brain gets irreversibly damaged with a really bad, violent, neglectful, abusive childhood. There's nothing you can do. You know, his stepson suffered a brain injury. Can't fix the brain injury. But you know, we have a culture. We constantly believe, oh yes, things can get better. People can be saved. There can be redemption. No, in a lot of cases there can't be. Irreversible damage. It's a real thing. So you have to put them away in a mental hospital or you have to put them in jail.
Well, that's why I thought of you, because you always say that.
That's true.
These guys that are posting all this dangerous, crazy stuff on the internet, because he does touch on this. He says, We don't have any systems in place that can deal with a dangerous young man who hasn't broken a law.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the problem with the Illinois guy. They didn't charge him even though he threatened to kill his whole family.
No, we have all these fake red flag laws. We have all these fake background check laws. But when it comes down to the practice of it, where the police show up, family is saying, he's got 16 knives, he's threatening to kill us. The police go back to their station and don't do anything. Nothing on the background check, nothing instigated by the red flag law. So what's the point? If you're not going to act on what you're seeing in front of your own two eyes, but you come up with some lame-ass excuse, okay, go ahead. Claim that there's not enough evidence. There's not probable cause. Go ahead. See what happens. Oh, look at that. He shot 40 people. I don't get it. Who could have seen that coming? I mean, we're such a dumb cluck culture. Starts with an F, rhymes with cluck. We are a dumb culture. We see it in front of our eyes over and over and over again. And we always believe in hope. We always believe that there's some just run a commercial and show some people walking through a meadow with pretty music in the background and birds chirping. It's like, yes, you come to our special home here and we'll be able to set you on the right path. No, you can't. You'll just charge $10,000 off the family's insurance.
Now, the response to this was clearly intense. Some thought it was unfair that he, because what we're dealing with in Highland Park and Uvalde and Buffalo, to me, that goes down the evil train. You could call it mental ill, but he apparently also roped in drug-addicted men into this, and some people thought, well, there are ways to help people with drug problems. I don't know if you can fix an evil brain, though.
Okay, well, there you go. There's no program to fix an evil brain, so why don't we put them away?
Right, they would just criticize Adams because he seemed to include both groups.
And I say anybody who posts the crap that this guy posted online and his stupid rap videos, that's evil. It's right in front of your eyes. So declare that evil. Come up with whatever term you want to come up with to make it socially acceptable. You know, put it under the mental illness banner if that makes it easier, because people have trouble with acknowledging evil. But just put him away, because those kids, there's two types of those kids. They either get the guts to act out on it or they don't. You want to play that roulette game? I'd put them all away. I'd lock them all up.
Yeah, because sometimes, and I've said this on the show many times, let's say that the family members in Highland Park a month ago had done something about this Cremo kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could they get him legally put away somewhere?
No, they can't.
They can't.
No. Right. You know,
that's why you were saying we have to change the laws.
Right, right. Yeah. No, we have laws that allow psychos to fully bloom right in front of us. And at the most, you get 72 hours if they do something really violent and egregious in front of the police, in front of the eyes of the police.
Right.
Then you get a 5150, but that's 3 days. You know, they do it on a Sunday night, they're back out Wednesday night. So it's and they come back really, really pissed. That's the danger. If you actually get somebody put away, when they come back after 3 days, then they really do want to kill you because they've been humiliated. So we don't have a system. Well, you know what? It's all virtue signaling. It happens, and everybody puts flowers and candles, and it's thoughts and prayers, and we have a church service and play Amazing Grace and all that. But to actually do something and separate these crazy people when it's obvious they're out of their minds, they're obviously evil, we don't do anything. We worry about their rights. What if we're wrong? It's like, you're not wrong by much. You do the crap, he's going, what are you going to be wrong about? What's the penalty here? And I don't believe in a lot of the drug rehab either. A lot of these people go to drug rehab 4, 5, 6, 7 times. They're certain. You're on the hard stuff like meth, fentanyl.
Well, then you got the woke crowd now says, then let's just try to help them manage it so they don't kill themselves.
Good. Well, you got
that's why they have these injection sites and these other sites where you can go and use the drugs.
You got the Tenderloin District. You want an apartment there?
Right, but they want you to stand by with the Narcan so you can revive them.
I'm not interested.
We have to live with them.
I'm really not interested. I can't spend my life worrying about all these lost souls who are not responsible for themselves. I mean, that's a little too much to ask here, okay? It's tough enough raising your own family. and dealing with your own employment and everything else in life. And it's like, oh, my God, I got to worry about all these people. And they're moving in from all over the country. They come to L.A. because we have a complete moron loser of a mayor who more or less invited them all to come. Jesus. Yeah, I got to take all that on, right? And then I got to pay for all of this. You know,
all right, we got more coming up.
Johnny Kent, KFI.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of speculation as to where we go from here with the economy. A report today that jobless claims have edged up to the highest since January. There's a belief that at some point, if inflation's not tamed, it is going to lead people to cut back their spending, which eventually affects the economy and businesses, which end up cutting back their products and their employees. And apparently there are some companies that are already planning layoffs. Some companies have announced 32,000 layoffs in June, which is a big jump from just a month ago, and the highest total since February of 2021. These are the planned layoffs. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit hit its lowest level of the year in May because China still had its COVID-related shutdown, so there wasn't much coming from that country in terms of production. So this is just one of the things that's worth watching on top of all the other problems for Biden with inflation if we do veer off into some kind of recession.
We may be in one already. We're going to find
out. That's what people are saying.
Well, the first quarter, the economy shrunk, I think, by about 1.5%. And then the second quarter reading is going to come out at the end of July. And the second quarter is already over. So they'll calculate. And if it's another shrinkage, then technically it's a recession.
I mean,
usually you have this shortage of jobs during a recession, which we don't have yet because so many people gave up working for all the mysterious reasons.
Yeah. Also making news, and it's one of the weirder stories of the day you're going to hear. Family says that their daughter got hurt while on a roller coaster at Six Flags because she got hit with a cell phone. A flying cell phone. She says that the girl, an 8-year-old from Riverside named Evie Evans, went along with her family to the amusement park on Saturday for the first time this summer. They got on something called the Twisted Colossus roller coaster, which the little girl really likes. She and her mom got on the coaster. Shortly after it took off, something smacked her, the little girl, right between the eyes. She said, I couldn't believe it. I was screaming and crying. The mother looks over and there's blood everywhere. She apparently was clutching her forehead. The mother tried to control the bleeding, but the ride continued. Because you can't just raise your hand.
How horrible is that, huh?
Please stop the ride.
You don't know what's happened to your daughter. She's got blood gushing out of her head. You don't know if she's been shot or what. And you could scream, but nobody's going to hear you. And there's no way to stop the ride. That is terrifying.
They ended up finding out from other ride goers that who were a few rows behind them, they saw a phone fly. Well, was someone trying to take a selfie while this thing was starting to really pick up speed and just lost control of the...
One of the stories, a guy came up to them later looking for his phone. And he was saying, well, what's the big deal? And then he saw the girl and the blood pouring out of her face, and he freaked out and ran away. So it was some stupid guy probably taking a video or a selfie so that he could post and get likes. And he
dropped
it. And
now he wants nothing to do with it, right?
Well, he saw what it did to the girl's face, and he ran off.
Realized
before
he better get out of here.
Before he gets arrested or sued.
They turned over the cell phone to Six Flags, and they tried to file a report with Valencia police, but was told none could be taken since, quote, no crime was committed. She needed 10 stitches to close the wound on her forehead. They're now asking the owner of the cell phone to come forward to help cover the cost of her treatment.
He doesn't care.
Well,
he already ran away. If he wasn't moved by seeing the girl face all open and bloody, if he's got a lock on the phone, they're never going to be able to figure out whose it is.
That's what I was going to say. It's back to like trying to get Apple to open the phone, which they won't do.
They won't. They don't care.
They won't even do that when there's a mass shooter involved.
Remember the terrorist guy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was out in the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Apple wouldn't get into the phone to see what other things might be going on, and they're plotting.
Another active shooter. Yeah, this guy wouldn't help the investigation. Or the Apple wouldn't help the investigation.
And finally, of course, a story that made news again today was that Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, did plead guilty to the drug charges in a Russian court. They'd actually started the trial, but I guess they looked around and realized not going to go too well. We might as well cut this short. She does face up to 10 years. She was found with vape cartridges that had 0.7 grams of cannabis oil in her luggage when she came to Russia to play basketball in February. This was really just about a week before the Russians invaded Ukraine.
Yeah.
I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor. There was no intent. I didn't want to break the law. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to do any good.
They don't care. They've got an American basketball star. They're not going to give her up. This is great propaganda for Putin.
Yeah.
That he could taunt Biden. You know, Biden is got his face down on the desk asleep. So I know they keep trying to get him involved, but he's not involved in anything. What's he going to do anyway? Other than trading a prisoner.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. A guy named Victor Boat, a Russian arms dealer.
Yeah.
The Russians say we can't even talk until the whole trial's over.
Yeah.
So it's not completely over yet, even though she pled guilty. There's another court appearance coming up on the 14th.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to give up a terrorist, basically. And then maybe she comes back, but then maybe the terrorist goes on to kill other people. So you got to kind of live with the ethics of that trade.
And they wouldn't give her up unless she pleaded guilty.
Well, yes. I figured
she... Well, then maybe that's why she did that.
That's what I read in an ESPN report, was that people think that's why she pled guilty, was it's the beginning processes of the prisoner swap.
No.
There's no chance of getting an innocent verdict in Russia.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so you might as well just surrender. Yeah, I mean.
Now, because she's a professional athlete, clearly this got a lot of attention. And it went all the way to Biden. She sent him a handwritten note. Her wife has pleaded with Biden to do something. Which brings us to another family. And that's the family of a guy by the name of Paul Whelan. Paul Whelan's been detained by the Russians for 3.5 years. And they put out a message today, still looking for that press release saying the president of the United States has spoken to anyone in our family about Paul Whelan, wrongfully detained in Russia for 3.5 years. He was nabbed as being a spy.
Yeah, he had kind of a questionable past.
Apparently his brother is serving 16 years of hard labor at a Russian prison camp after he was arrested and tried on charges of spying. Oh, that's Whelan, right. He got 16 years.
Yeah, Whelan got 16 years. His brother's been trying to get him out.
Yeah, he's a twin brother named David, right.
Whelan was kicked out of the Marine Corps for bad conduct. And then he showed up in Russia. And the Russians, for some reason, suspected he was involved in espionage.
And, which is sometimes also made up.
Sometimes made up, and then sometimes...
It's not a good country to go to for any reason. I don't know why, you know, because if you get in any kind of trouble, they're not going to be too sympathetic to Americans. You probably were aware that they did do a prisoner swap in April for a guy by the name of Trevor Reed, a former Marine. But he got 9 years for a bar fight. So that is pretty severe.
Yeah, he was discharged from the Marines, Paul Whelan, bad conduct after being convicted of larceny. And then he was in Moscow for a friend's wedding, and he gets charged with espionage. Of course, everybody denies that he had, but you never know. You know, the guy was already had questionable background. I mean, he's in the Marines, and he's stealing stuff? That's strange.
Yeah, well, they want their brother, their son, to come home, whatever the story is.
Don't go to Russia.
I think that's the overwhelming lesson. Bad things will happen to you if you're...
Yeah, right now, don't go to Russia, don't go to China. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Mo Kelly in for Tim Conway coming up next. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.